so treat it. Can we just roll with the feeling? Can we just roll for a minute? Wait a minute. Foot on the gas, I'm just trying to pass all the red lights and the stop signs. I'm ready to go, but I'm really not ready, girl, that's a problem. Cause I'm way too scared to fall, and I know you choose to stay now.
All the girlfriends saying, here we go again. Rich kid, but he act like a gentleman. Last one didn't end like it should have been. 2 dates and he still wanna get it in. And they saying it's because of the internet. Try once and it's on to the next shit. X or the old face on your exes, right? And we can do the same thing if you wanna have at it. When your thoughts can't breathe and you're thinking asthmatic, and you wanna be a mom, and I wasn't bad at it. I was thinking about me, I'll be really bad at it, cause I'm thinking about me. Weeks in Dubai, 4th of July, house in Kauai, yeah, we can try. So let's try.
I took off my 9 to 5, but you still don't have the time to kiss me. Just hit me. And if I left you all alone, would you still pick up the phone? It's iffy.
I got furniture to move, and we'll both be 30 soon. In Oakland, the only one I know is you. So what the fuck are we supposed to do in Oakland? In Oakland.
If I don't record, might issue it. Driving, yo, I probably couldn't afford it. Would be trapped in a hood state of mind, end up less rewarded. But I took a couple chances, not life is gorgeous. This gon' change everything. Like a child, a funeral, war, wedding ring. But heaven brings angels down to watch us while we levitate. Caught the police when she needed, but they showed up hella late. Ducky on these feet, dancing in the rain, soaking puddles in my shoes. Broken heart, plus the rules, open arms, full of clues. Noah's Ark, Rosa Parks, Martin Luther always knew it, yeah.
No past,
life changes.
I'm
life
still lost, still here. Quit, no path. I'm still lost, still here.
All these new things around me, and I really just wanna be comfortable. You know everything about me, and that's why I fell in love with you. I just want you to be down for me, cause I really can't keep up with you. Times my mind be clouded, and I feel I had enough of it.
Lord, I pray I live and grow. Please just help me fight pain. I never jump to no conclusions, and always know that life changed. We never thought it was so up. Sometimes God just invite things, but I'm moving at a good pace, and just moved into a new place. On me, you live a movie when you play a role. And just do it. I just do my ducky. You know I be dancing in the rain, soaking puddles in my shoes. Topped out the shower in a towel, then it dropped. I told the pole so I can snap.
Hey, you listening to Free Flow Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Tizwalk. Next, we're going to have a newscast by Ivy and Deshaun. followed by a PSA from Veronica. Once again, this is Free Flow Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Tizwap.
This is Ivy and Deshaun with your Free Flow Radio news update for June 20th, 2014. On June 18th, a fire in Sunnyvale, California broke out due to a fire that started in a kitchen. It could be seen from miles away. Firefighters came to the scene around 9:25 a.m., but the fire wasn't out until 11:45 a.m. All neighbors were evacuated during this time. KCBS reports that a next-door neighbor got onto his own roof and used a hose to keep the flames from spreading to his home. Even though the two houses were burned to the ground, even the pets got out safely and there was no injuries recorded. This fire was one of the many reported this year in California due to different reasons.
Amazon is making a new phone called the Amazon Fire Phone. The mobile device is coming out July 25th. This mobile device will be released by AT&T. AT&T is a cellular network that is used by in most places of the world. The Amazon Fire would be out in 200 countries. This is an Amazon first phone.
The California mite is documented as the fastest land animal. A mite is an eight-legged creature that infests humans, animals, plants, and stored food. They may not be able to jump as tall as buildings, but these creatures can travel 30 centimeters per second, or 1,440 miles per hour, making this creature the fastest land animal due to its size and speed together. A mite at this speed can attack and get under your skin quickly, causing scabies, rashes. Scabies are contagious and infected that occur when mites get under your skin. According to California's Department of Public Health, there is an increase of scabies within the last year. To keep these mites away, doctors recommend washing your sheets once a week in hot water. Scientists had announced this news earlier this year in San Diego at a biology meeting.
Tracy Morgan, the comedian slash actor, had a car accident. The man who hit Morgan was not turned up at the wheel. Morgan is moving to his next stage of injury. He is out the hospital and now going to rehab for several weeks. Morgan is recovering his broken bones. He is being transferred to a different hospital. Morgan is known for the Tracy Morgan Show. And I'm Deshaun, and that was Ivy with your Free Flow Radio news update on Youth Radio Raw.
She gon' shake it like a red nose.
Hey, that reminds me. I was thinking of getting a dog. I really want a French bulldog. I think I'm gonna buy one from this breeder I found.
Don't you know there are a ton of abused animals in need out there?
Yeah, but don't you have to buy those anyway?
No, you can rescue them.
Rescue?
Yeah, rescuing a dog means giving a home to a lost dog that doesn't have one.
Well, I wouldn't even know where to start looking for a dog to rescue.
It's easy. Just go to www.asbca.org and they can help you find a dog.
Okay, thank you.
Was fitting, it was I, the abstract,
and me, the five-footer. I kicks the mad style, so step off the frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine that we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean?
A tidbit, a smidgen. I don't get the message, so you gots to
okay.
Run the pigeon.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
So then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's a funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer cause you see I last long. My crew is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is whack, I swear you're dead wrong. I slay that body in El Segundo, then push it along. You'll be a fool to reply the Pfeiffer's not the man. Cause you know and I know that you know who I am. A special shout out piece goes out to all my pals, you see. And a middle finger goes for all you punk MCs. Cause I love it when you whack MCs despise me. They get vexed, I will next, cause none can test me. I'm just a fly MC who's 5'3" and very brave. On top remaining, no home training cause I misbehave. I come correct and full of this, oh, I'm over here, check. And before I get the butt, the gym must be a wreck. You see, my aura's positive, I don't promote no junk. See, I'm far from a bully and I ain't a punk. Extremity of rhythm, yeah, that's what you heard. So just clean out your ears and just check the word.
Check the vibe, y'all.
The presence was fitting, it was I, the Pfeiffer,
and me, the abstract. The rhymes were so rumpin' that the brothers wrote the zap.
Hey yo, Tip, do you recall when we used to rock those fly routines on your cousin's block?
Let me see. Damn, I can't remember. I received the message and you will play the same.
You're on point, Tip.
All the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
Yeah, all the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
You're all the time, Fife.
So play the Resurrector, yeah, and give the dead some life.
Okay, if knowledge is the key, then just show me the lock. Got the scrawny legs, but I move just like Lou Brock with speed. I'm agile, plus I'm worth your while. 100% intelligent black child. My opera presentation sizzles the retina. How far must you go to gain respect? Well, it's kind of simple. Just remain your own, or you'll be crazy, sad, and alone. Industry rule number 4080. Record company people are shady. So kids, watch your back, cause I think they smoke crack. I don't doubt it, look at how they act. But off to better things like a hip-hop forum. Pass me the rock and I'll score them with the chrome and proper. What you say, hammer? Proper. Rap is not pop, if you call it that, then stop.
Hey, you listening to Free Flow Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Tizwap. The song you was just listening to is Check the Rhyme by the Tribe Called Quest. The next song you're going to hear is called Just What I Am by Kid Cudi featuring King Chip. Once again, this is Free Flow Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Tizwap.
Can we turn it down? I say, ain't no music on. She said, no, that is loud. We ballin', straight swaggin', lost heart, but I'm maintaining. I've been told that I'm amazing. Make sure keep that fire blazing, we livin'.
I need
my month, y'all. In the shop and I had a ball. I had the ball for therapy. My strength don't think that helps at all.
whatever. That man ain't wearing these leather pants. I diagnose my damn self. These damn bills ain't working, fam. In my spare time, punching walls, f***ing up my hand. I know that this sounds super great, but if you had my life, you'd understand. But I can't fold. Some poor soul got it way worse. We're all troubled in the world in trouble. It's scary to have a kid walk this earth. I'm what you made, God. Yes, I'm so odd. Think about all my old friends who were my friends all along. When it rains, it pours. Whiskey bottles on the 64s. Every day the fire stays a chore. Mr. Dream with no exit doors.
I need snow. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I need you snow.
Everybody, hi. I'd like to introduce you to the Thizzle Dance.
Thizzle Dance?
Thizzle Dance, I said.
Can I do the Thizzle Dance?
First, I do like this. Then put a look on my face like I smell some piss. Bounce to the beat till it start to hurt. Then I dust all the smirk off me shirt. Dip to the ground as I catch the bass. Then I wipe all the sweat off me face. Hop back up, then I start to slide. Popping my collar as I glide. Then I break the thing down and do the bird. Dust myself off like I just told third. Come on everybody, now's the chance. Malone, you make this the Thizzle Dance. This dance, can you do the thistle dance?
I hope you got you a juice, a thistle, because it's time to pop you a few. Then you gas, break, start the jam, bounce with the core as it starts. You know it's just hitting up the cordos, the whole damn core low. Hop out and follow, why you let the car roll? Go ride the whip while you ride the strip. Here's your chance to do your dance on the side of it. Why you at it? The passenger and driver switch. Slur up and jump back inside it. Push rooftop, do not get ooh out by them fool cops. They're trying to have you got nothing to that. You and your boys coon big. You wanna learn to coon, stay tuned to this. I'm a freak, get your man.
For the popularity of the man I'm about to introduce, but a gift such as his apparently cannot really be explained, but it can be felt and enjoyed.
Hey, you listening to Free Flow Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Tizwap. The song you were just listening to is Thizzle Dance by Mac Dre. The next song you are going to listen to is My Type of Party by Dom Kennedy. Once again, this is Free Flow Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Tizwap.
That. Let's do it for him, gang.
Yeah. Yo, girl got a cute face. Her friend got a nice body. They just wanna have fun. This is my type of party. 20 just sit in the lobby. There's plenty just sit in the lobby. They all drinking, they smoking. This my type of party. My car just pushed to start it. But I don't even wanna start it. These Versace shades are retarded. I can buy your apartment. I'm buying out the department. It's changing all the compartments. Switch lanes on Ziggin and Charger. Switch chains on Ziggin went harder. I hang with Ziggin on the Dodgers. I hang with Ziggin that'll rob me. I came with all and they squabbing. So you don't want no problems. 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 Your girl got a cute face. Her friend got a nice body. And they just wanna have fun. This my type of party. 20s are sniffed in the lobby. There's plenty of sniffed in the lobby. And they all drinking, they smoking. This my type of party. This my type of party. This my type of party. Make money like Oprah. Do it big like I'm Sosa. Never drink King Cobra. Getting it on the sofa. OPM is sober. Nobody is colder. You sick and sniffing that coca.
I don't even drink soda. Nigga, gotta live sober. I wrote this blowing Doja. Nigga, know I'm a soldier. OPM till it's sober. Phone by Motorola. I fuck with honeys that's older. I got money that's older. 18 karat that's golden. Interviews on the phone. Living life like a stoner. You can hear it, I don't own it.
Hey, you listening to Free Flow Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Tizwap. Next, we're going to have a commentary by Lindsay, followed by a review from Tavon. Once again, this is Free Flow Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Tizwap.
What would happen if all the honeybees went extinct? Would we be able to survive without them? The average lifespan for honeybees are about 6 months. But unfortunately, they aren't reproducing fast enough for the survival of the species. Honeybees are the only insect that produces food eaten by man. They also account for 75% of all insect pollination. There's a saying, one bite out of three comes to you courtesy of bees. Honeybees are by far the most important pollinator of agricultural crops. Without them, we would see a significant decrease in the yield of fruits and vegetables. Honeybees are constantly threatened by mites, disease, pesticides, colony collapse disorder, and Africanized bees. If a honeybee survives all these factors, then their death would most likely be caused by worn-out wings or old age. Out of the five threats, the most destructive are mites, colony collapse disorder, and pesticides. According to the United States Department of Agriculture, some beekeepers have been reporting losses of 30 to 90% of their hives in October of 2006. Colony collapse disorder, CCD, a phenomenon in which worker bees from a beehive abruptly disappear, was held responsible for the rapid deaths. Scientists have long suspected that a combination of viruses, pesticides, mites, and contaminated water lead to CCD. A treatment for CCD has not been discovered. The United States ought to take action against neonicotinoids, a category of pesticides chemically similar to the nicotine that has been linked, to bee deaths. Europe banned the use of neonic pesticides last year to protect its bees. Acoparis woodi is an internal parasite of honeybees. These parasites enter the trachea of the bee, causing the disease acroposis. Another pest is called the varroa mite. They are vicious parasites that live on the exterior of the honeybee. They drain the blood from the bee, weakening and shortening its lifespan. If untreated, the infestations will ultimately lead to a colony's collapse. The mites are invisible to the naked eye without a microscope. Before the honeybee was brought to the U.S., Native Americans ate a healthy diet consisting of squashes, beans, berries, and nuts, all pollinated by native bees. If all the honey disappeared, it would be catastrophic for the agriculture and we would certainly suffer grievously, but we would survive. This is not a subject to be taken lightly. Honeybees are vitally important to the survival of the human race and this earth. Honeybees have no chance of survival unless we intervene and start making conscientious choices about our environment and the organisms that live in it. This was Lindsay on Free Flow Radio on Youth Radio Raw. For this commentary and more, visit www.youthradio.org.
Craving some crab? My family decided to celebrate my sister's graduation by going to the restaurant called The Kicking Crab in San Jose. The place wasn't big at all, but it was still crowded. We instantly thought we were the only African Americans. The people eating were mostly Pacific Islanders and Latinos. The service was great. They were really nice, friendly, and the wait for food wasn't long at all. They had a variety of different foods like Cajun fries, garlic noodles, crab, Cajun calamari, and shrimp, and etc. The garlic noodles and the Cajun fries tasted really good because the Cajun fries had a spicy taste to it. And the garlic noodles were the best I've had.
but the amount was kind of small for 8 people to share. The peach tea I ordered was nasty. It was plain and warm, even though it had ice. Luckily, they also gave everyone a cup of water, so I was able to wash out the nasty taste. The food was expensive, but worth it. I thought it was cool that they let you write all over their walls. They even offered you a Sharpie. It wasn't the kind of writing that was bad or inappropriate. It was like writing your signature or something nice. I even decided to write my signature. You would think that the wall of signatures looks tacky, but it was actually cool because there were so many signatures. The wall of signatures gave the restaurant a more comfortable feeling because you were able to leave your mark on there. I would recommend anyone to go to the Kickin' Crab because they have really good food. Just make sure you go on an empty stomach, you have the right amount of money, and don't order the peach tea. I'm Tavon for Free Flow Radio on Youth Radio Raw. For this review and more, visit www.youthradio.org.
Blue ice, things never look this nice. It's the life we live, it's the price we pay. 400 a zip, Imperial Rosé. Black diamonds at all of my whips, timeless. Vow to never break your heart or I promise. I got us, ain't a show off, just being honest. You wanna sip mimosas, I pour them. Take a trip, we could blow a few dollars. Or who's your shit, heard about them. But you're moving forward and never backwards. Top shorty, a quarter, let her roll it up for practice. Love the role play, you studying to be an actress. What the haps is, I'ma call you later than I'll fall through. Maybe we could all get faded. And I'm 100, them others trying to fake it. Self-made G, millionaire in the making. Boss of my team, bringing home the bacon. Motherfucking then you're healing off, you need a replacement. Face it. Now you drunk and your heart's racing. The money go, the same seem to pertain to them corns. So I keep it G, continually stack this paper while I ask you if it's me. Won't be an effort, your safety. Can't hold herself down, then she bound to drizzle. We party in Vegas, smoking pina colada vapors. Travel the world, people knowing our faces. Waitress, bringing them by the cases. For me and my music, and we're not in the matrix. I'm talking fishy, I wish this shit in the game with. Could probably make you leave your man for first class living, taking pictures in the sand.
Run. what we're living in. Let me tell ya. And it's a world that man can eat at all. When things are big, that should be small. Who can tell what magic spells we'll be doing for us? And I'm giving up. Ooh, hey, hey. Oh, what we're living in. Let me tell ya. Let me tell ya. And it's a world that man can eat at all. When things are big, that should be small. Oh, what we're living in. Let me tell ya. And it's a world that man can eat at all. When things are big, that should be small. Who can tell what magic spells we'll be doing for us? And I'm giving all my love to this world, only to be told.
This is a journey into sound. This is a journey into sound.
Hey, you're listening to Free Flow Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Hips. You're just listening to Virtual Insanity by Jamiroquai. The next song you're going to hear is Paid in Full by Eric B. and Rakim. Once again, this is Free Flow Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Hips.
This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
When all is ready, I throw this switch.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
Pump that bass.
Interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin from our on-the-spot passport.
Oh my gosh. The music just turns me on.
Thinking of a master plan. Death with the record. Death with the record. Thinking of a master plan. Death with the record. Death with the record. Thinking of a master plan. Cause ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I just deep up, still coming up with lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence. Thinking how could I get some dead presidents? I need money. I used to be a stick up kid. So I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up, this is a hole up. Ain't nothing funny, stop smiling. You still don't nothing move but the money. But now I learn to earn cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9 to 5. If I strive, then maybe I stay alive. So I walk up the street, whistling this. Feeling out of place, cause man do I miss. A pen and a paper, a stereo, a taper. Me and Eric being a nice big plate of this. Which is my favorite dish, but without the money it's out.
Yeah, it's the D-O-double-R. I say, yeah, buddy.
rolling like a big shot. Chevy tuned up like a NASCAR pit stop. Fresh paint job, fresh inside. If the outside frame, trunk wide. All the rims bent, do it ride good. Lean back, right hand on the pine wood. Cream on the inside, clean on the outside. Cream on the inside, clean on the outside. Cream on the inside, clean on the outside. Ice cream, ice cream, ice cream.
Listening to Free Flow Radio Raw on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Hips. You're just listening to Fela Kuti and Doro with Ice Cream Paint Job. The next song you're going to hear is Zion Knife featuring K-Flay and Coastin. Once again, this is Free Flow Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Hips.
I'm coasting. some chase models as if it's all live, prime time, the Apollo. Mighty big deal, too many can't swallow. The pain got them tripping off things, feeling hollow. Weight on my brain, spitting my slang. Cause I don't wanna go insane. I'm forward on my mission, now I'm deep in the game. Got my speakers on black while I'm switching the lane. Stay low pro, Kinfo, started out at Kinko's. 10 years later, out to Vegas on a G4. The seats bucket when we puff puff pass. Passports in my luggage, got my beats on smash. Attitude of a winner, that's some DMA. So it feel like it's summer anywhere that I lay. Ay, it's CA to the day that we out. Stay strong through the struggle, that's what life is about.
When life brings trouble, you can fight or run away. I have no struggle. Relax, watch me float away. I'm coasting.
When hey, you're listening to Free Flow Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Hips. Next we are going to have a roundtable from Daniel. Once again, this is Free Flow Radio on Youth Radio Raw. Also, we have a review by Lindsay.
In today's society, college tuition is constantly increasing. Yet as tuition increases, financial aid stays the same, and it becomes more difficult for middle-class families to pay for college. CalState.edu says that in the 2005-2006 school year, undergraduate tuition at San Francisco State University was $2,520, which is less than half the price of undergraduate tuition for the 2013-2014 school year, which is $5,472. This is a 117.14% increase in just 8 years. According to Syracuse University, for the 2005-2006 school year, tuition at Syracuse University cost $27,210. And for the 2013-2014 school year, tuition cost $38,970. This is a 43.22% increase in just 8 years again. More and more students have begun to rely on loans, which put them deep in debt. As an incoming freshman to college, after applying for financial aid, I received little to no money to help pay for my college tuition. I was told that my family's income is too high. Yet, I will still struggle in paying my tuition, and I will need to take out multiple loans just to help pay for my college tuition. Not to mention paying for housing, food, and other essential items such as transportation. How can middle-class students in today's economy pay for college without ending up in too much debt? Here to help me answer this question are Katori, age 15, Takia, age 18, and Dante, age 19. First question, what other sources of money can students use besides loans?
I know, like, they can get scholarships and they can work at the school that they're going to pay for their tuition and things like that, and they can take out loans and stuff.
Man, it's thousands of dollars of scholarships. Man, you better get on that money, check it out. I'm telling you, it's all these websites with these free scholarships. Don't even check out the paid sites. Get them free sites. Get your money up. I'm letting you know this.
Or, you know, you can always strip for tuition. That works out for some of these girls nowadays.
All right. How else can students prevent falling into too much debt when taking out loans?
I'm gonna let you know this right now. Let me tell y'all a little secret about these loans. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all need to know this. Take these notes. For the next 4 years, you need to get every single loan you can. Get every last loan, put it in a savings account. That should build up for 4 years. It's gotta be unsubsidized, right? Yep, unsubsidized. Yes. You want it subsidized or unsubsidized? Either way it goes, you want to make sure it does not get any interest for the next 4 years. And then after 4 years, pay off that loan, and all that interest is going to be yours, bro. I'm telling you. That's how you do it.
Yeah, what Dante said. Yeah.
All right. What steps should Congress be taking to make it easier for middle-class students to pay for college?
Bro, that's like asking how can you get the government to actually be on your side. It's like, it's nothing at all. It's nothing. I mean, what we can do is try to get our people to like stand up and say, this is what we're going to do. We're going to work it out and get on the inside, then have the people on the inside help the people on the outside. Because right now, the people on the inside ain't worried about helping the outside. So you got to get in to get out. I'm just saying.
Yes, baby.
I feel it.
And they should like make college, more, you know, affordable. For the free.
Yeah, for the free.
They plan like, I don't know. I feel like we're paying for all those free years we were in elementary, middle school, high school. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. They should just make college more affordable. So yeah, that's really all they can do.
I feel it. Now, like throughout high school and everything, how have your high schools prepared you financially for the financial responsibilities that college offers?
So for the first 3 years, they didn't help me at all. No financial help. I ain't gonna even lie to y'all, none whatsoever. But the 12th grade year, I got this English teacher, Dr. Taylor, all the scholarships you ever needed. I'm telling you, bro, she'll put you on your game. That's all you need is a good English teacher like Dr. Taylor at McClimas High School. Check out that.
At my school, we have like a lot of different programs and different workshops and seminars that'll help you, you know, let you know, educate you about different things. And we have a lot of programs, like for example, I'm in Upward Bound at Cal, and their program that helps you get scholarships, you know, help you understand finance, and so you can understand how to pay for college and things like that. They work with you for like all your years in college to help you. And we have a lot of counselors that really try to help each and every one of us, even though we're a really big school. And also, like Dante, I have an English teacher who do them scholarships, though. She be working hard getting them grants and scholarships and whatnot for us.
Check out East Bay Contorsion too. Check it out.
Also, my school does the same thing as well, where they provide workshops and their teachers. Mine wasn't English. She was a government, you feel me? But yeah, like, I don't know. Like, I think the teachers need to really get more involved, because I wasn't really mentally, financially prepared until like this year. So I think they need to start helping students with that on their incoming year, like freshmen and up. Yeah.
All right. I feel it. Now, this is probably going to be a final question. How else can students better manage their money in college?
Bruh, no partying. Bruh, just calm down on the party. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. It's free places to go, bruh. You don't need the parties. People out there looking at me right now knowing they don't need to be in parties, bruh. It's good, though.
You ain't got
none? Oh, and another thing, bruh. Get you like something energy efficient. I'm just saying, like, don't even spend all your money on every little thing that you need. What? You got something to say?
Okay. Buy what you need. Buy what you need and not what you just want. Don't try to buy $300 worth of J's and stuff, and you sleeping at your mama's house still, and you walking a bus and BART. Like, no, we're not gonna do that. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I have to add on that is, also just like make a budget plan so you know what you're spending when and what your income is, that we can compare it all. Well, unfortunately, our time is up. I'm your host, Daniel. To hear this discussion and more, visit our website, www.youthradio.org.
caught her a day, spoke she was rid of me. She swore that she would be all mine.
Ever felt embarrassed for someone in a movie that you're watching? Well, recently I went to go see 22 Jump Street at Century Theaters in Walnut Creek. The movie theater was packed and everyone seemed excited for the previews to end. Right off the bat, 22 Jump Street was set up by the screenwriters to be almost identical to 21 Jump Street. Both movies follow two undercover and overgrown men on a mission to infiltrate drug dealers on school campuses. Deputy Chief Hardy told Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum, while debriefing them about the mission, do everything exactly the same way. Basically, this movie is making fun of itself, and sometimes that can be amusing and attractive to audiences. I honestly believe they did the best they could to emulate the first movie without completely copying it. The only real issue is that the plot was a bit messy and convoluted while the humor was poorly acted. Granted, it is hard to make sequels with any movie, but Hill and Tatum tried too hard to live up to the first. Tatum and Hill are good actors as a whole, but they acted like amateurs. Thankfully for them, though, it was comical at some points. I personally wasn't ecstatic about the movie, but it did occasionally make me chuckle. If you're easily impressed, I would recommend this movie to you, but if you like a substantial plotline, stay away. I'm Lindsay for Free Flow Radio on Youth Radio Raw. For this interview and more, visit www.youthradio.org.
Around the world in a cardboard box. Now you're waiting for the bus, trying to fit in with the flock. Different socks. On one hand, you got a wild imagination, and the other is a man against the clock. It never stops. We used to look up at the clouds and see shapes. Now the only thing we see in them is rain. It's not the same, cause after all the giant dragons disappeared, the only battle left to fight was with your chains. Cut them loose. I liked it better when our dreams were real. Respected what it was to feel. Nobody ever put a limit on the things that made the littlest of kings seem strong enough to cut through steel. Grip the wheel, it's a whiny little road you pay. It's a shame you had to lose that light, cause if it wasn't for the blanket fort walls and the bumps in the night, you'd be nothing but a string without a kite.
You're not the astronaut you used to be. Ain't it a shame that you couldn't keep the starlight in your eyes? You're not the hero that you used to be. Fading away until you're falling out the sky.
Sail around the world in a porcelain tub. Now we fill it to the brim and try to wash away the mud. It isn't us. In one world you got a wide-eyed adventure, and the other is a person giving up. It never jumps. We used to play connect the dots with the stars. Now we try to make a connection in bars. It's getting hard, cause after every little planet's been exploded, it's impossible to find out where you are. I take it home. I miss the feeling of a brand new start. What it meant to be your child at heart. No matter how it was explained, it always felt like if I wanted to, I could have built a city in my own backyard. Disembark. You don't have to be a kid to believe or see potential in a pile of leaves. If it wasn't for them deep sea dives and a whisper from the trees, you'd be nothing but a want without a need.
You're not the astronaut you used to be. Ain't it a shame that you couldn't keep the starlight in your eyes? You're not the hero that you used to be. You're falling out the sky.
I remember you were stuck in a half-empty cup. You studied the sun like it was meant to touch. Got a clutch, it's not enough to escape like the ducks, cause they always come back to the muck. Struggle for a brush with luck so we could judge your guts. Like, you still own that such and such? They
could cut the budget, but the puppet struts on two crutches over drums that rush like busted nuts. It's too much now. You wanna strike like the light without the thunder? Wonder what you doing uptown. You delivering none but love, but can't seem to catch a dream when fishing from up above. I don't believe there's a bad bet, cause everybody's gonna breathe that last breath. But the things you write got wings for life.
Everybody.
Hey, you're listening to Free Flow Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Hips. You're just listening to Astronauts by Greaves. This last song you're going to hear is Celebrity by Wallpaper. Everybody. Once again, this is Free Flow Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Hips.
Shotgun, if you want some, come on, baby.